The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on YFM, and we talk about faith, family, and fun. You're about to hear a recap of some of those conversations with producer Tom. And at the very end of the podcast, we're going to talk about how accidents happen, especially when you have kids. But in the beginning of the break, I have an embarrassing accident that afterwards I thought maybe that shouldn't have been on the radio, but it was. We're kicking off the podcast sharing some brand new music with you and seeing if producer Tom can figure it out. This is where we test producer Tom. So far, you've done incredible.
I've done good the past, I don't know, 6 weeks.
I'm concerned that someone may have told Tom that he would like lose his job if he didn't know. He's like studied so well. Ugh. So here's how it works. I'm going to play him a clip of a song. And if he gets it right, he wins you a prize. If he gets it wrong, you got to win your own prize.
Oh, so you say what it is, like if I get it wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, you call and win yourself.
I have only 3 seconds.
What? Three?
I know.
Did this shorten?
Yes. Yes. He's done too well. All right. Here is your brand new song on YFM.
Is it Phil Wickham?
Yes.
What? See? Phil? What?
I'm going to have to shorten it to 1 second.
Is it Hymn of Heaven?
Yes. Oh, my word. Yeah. Tom, I'm trying to find the celebration. There it is. Woo. I found celebration music. I can't even find it. There it is. Okay. See, I really didn't expect him to get it. I didn't even have the music ready.
You told me you'd be okay. You got this. You didn't think I was going to get it?
No, it was only 3 seconds. Oh. All right. Well, great news. Tom won you a prize. All you got to do is call.
Congrats. Yay. Thank you.
When you love a movie and you find out they're continuing the story with a second one, you get pumped. And if you've ever seen the movie Enchanted that Disney made years ago with Princess Giselle, and she comes from basically the cartoon princess world into New York City, it's one of the funniest movies I have seen. They're making a second one called Disenchanted, where Giselle moves to the suburbs.
It's all part of the adventure.
That's not an adventure, that's a landfill.
A land filled with adventure. I wished for a fairy tale life and it's all gone terribly wrong.
It looks to me from the preview like she doesn't love how things are in our world, and she tries to bring the fairy tale world here. But now that she married this guy, she's a stepmother. And in fairy tales, they're evil. It starts streaming the end of November, and I can't even wait. They do say that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And I always thought, what a lie. You're never too old to be learning new things. Except they're trying to teach us new software and things here at the radio station. And I thought it'd be no problem. Tom, you're in the session we were in today. It was very hard.
Oh, yeah. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Totally. That's me.
We're old dogs,
that's me.
Apparently.
Yes. We got there, Joy.
We can't learn the stuff. Your weekends are not yours when you have children. Mm. Tom has somehow mastered how to get his 2-year-old to watch football with him, and I just need you to teach us, because you had something crazy happen.
Yeah, I can't believe it worked. I mean, Jessica was making food, and Maddox was acting crazy, per usual.
Yeah, he's
so
a toddler.
I put on football. I'm like, I'm going to give it a shot. I knew, you know, football was on. I put it on, and I'm like, Maddox, look. He loves throwing a ball right now, okay, like when we're in the living room. And I was like, look, ball on the TV.
Oh, so it's in how you sell it.
Yes, he came running over, sat right next to me, and he's like, ball? And I was like, yes, football.
You were like, we're about to bond.
He stayed like the whole game. I mean, I didn't watch the whole game, but like 2 quarters worth.
I can't even sit for that long.
And he kept looking at me like this glow in his face. Ball? You got it, buddy.
Oh, no. This is amazing. If you're tired of opening shows on Netflix or on Disney Plus and finding that there's stuff in there you don't really want your kid to see, then you need to check out PureFlix. They are a faith and family-friendly, exclusive movie and TV entertainment platform. They're great for the entire family, and they have so many creative shows. In fact, there's a brand new one called Live and Local that is a show based on Christian radio. And a bunch of our artists, Colton Dixon, Skillet, they're actually in episodes of the show, so you can check that out. They also have things like VeggieTales, which I grew up loving, Bible Man, the Fireproof movie series, God's Not Dead, and they even have brand new movies coming out, like one specifically geared towards the relationship between dads and daughters. If you want to check it out, all you have to do is text Pure, P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Text Pure, that's P-U-R-E, to get your 1 week free trial of Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices. Chores are not something that anyone looks forward to, but I'm trying to flip the script on how I look at them for my family. Because when I actually do look into the laundry, handle the dishes, it sets us up for a better week. And I think refinancing your home is the exact same way. You might not want to deal with the paperwork or look into exactly what it could save you every single month, but when my family did it last year with United Faith Mortgage, it helped us so much and set us up for success this year. United Faith Mortgage is the kind of family that you can trust. It's a father and son team, John and Ryan, and we decided to go with them because of their direct lender advantage. They don't have a middleman, which could actually get you a better rate, and it could save you monthly and lifelong money. So go ahead. Now is the time to look into it. You could get a much better mortgage for your home today. All you got to do is head to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. In Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
We could spend time talking about the headlines today, but instead, I think it's important to share a story that might put a smile on your face. Yesterday, we remembered September 11th, and if you've ever had a chance to go to New York City and go to the memorial and museum, it's so beautiful and so emotional. I remember when I went that there are pictures of the 3,000 victims on the wall, but one of the photos is missing. And Grant, a guy who works at the 9/11 museum, said, I think it's time that this man get properly remembered. So he started doing his research. He reached out to family members and they said he just really didn't like having his picture taken, so they didn't have anything. And he went all the way to a yearbook from the 60s and found an image of Albert Ogletree. It now appears in the museum, and Grant said, I'm just grateful that he won't be forgotten now. There are some crazy foods out there. Producer Tom's here with me because we want to try some of that stuff so you don't have to. This is Taste Test Tuesday.
Get in my belly! Come on!
We are very excited about what we're trying today.
Yeah, so it's a milkshake.
That's why.
Yay! It's yummy. It's the new autumn spice milkshake at Chick-fil-A. We don't really know if it's yummy yet because we haven't tried it, but it looks good.
We've noticed it's not pumpkin.
No.
It's not apple, but it's for fall, so I think they're trying to stand out. And my family loves Chick-fil-A so much. That was my first job. My dad just sent me a picture of this milkshake in the drive-thru today and just said, it's here.
So he had it. Did he like it? Did he give a thumbs up?
He didn't tell me. I said, I'm going to try it today. So what are your thoughts?
I think it's going to be great, Joy, because it's like, it's cinnamon and it's got crunchy bits of brown sugar spice cookies. So how is it not going to be good?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A doesn't miss. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
We have to do this for the job. That is very cinnamony.
Wow.
Oh, that is my a lot of goodness. Cinnamon. There's a lot of flavor in it. It tastes like Christmas. What are they
doing? It's like you wait 10 seconds, you get another flavor hitting you.
It's for sure cookie.
It's good.
It's for sure. If you don't like cinnamon, don't pick it up.
Yes.
But I think this is a total win, except it doesn't feel one bit like fall.
It's got like an eggnog kick to it, too.
It does.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
I feel like I'm Santa, and this is what's been left for me when I bring the presents.
But it's fall.
I'm into it. And you always want to keep your kids as safe as you can. But accidents happen. Like, I just hit my mic.
You okay, Joy?
That was an accident.
Oh, and you're not my kid.
Right, but our kids, they hurt themselves constantly.
So my two-year-old Maddox fell off the couch today. And it always seems like, you know, as you're trying to get out of the house, this happens.
It shouldn't be a big deal, but it's actually very high because they're so tiny.
So he hits his head and he's crying. And Jessica, my wife, immediately, anytime there's a head injury, she's like, shine the light in his eyes. I got to see if his pupils dilate.
That's what you're supposed to do?
I don't know, but I do it. And I'm like, yep, it's dilated. And then, you know, they're seeing spots, I'm sure.
You blind your kids. That's why they fall down so much, Tom. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.